Well, that's a good number there from Buck Stills. It's cold if you can't stand the heat, and there's certainly heat is on today. I feel very hot, and I've all the heaters off in the studio, but it still feels very, very hot. Perhaps it's the day that's in it. Okay, as I said, petition sheets are all around the city, and if you want to phone Leinster House, in fact, phone Montrose as well, that's RTE, you get their telephone number in the book. Leinster House telephone number is 789911, that's 789911. We go back to the music and an old disco number from 1979. See if you remember it. Disco number there from 1979. It's called Funky Town, and it's from a band from the US of A called Lips Incorporated. Brian Page is behind me. Hi to you, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad.
Out there working, trying to get up the petition. Getting a lot of them. And Tracy Evans out there, she's stopping all the traffic.
Did you take her boots off yet?
Oh, not yet. We'll have a go at that later on, after lunch. Anyway, I just want to say hello to Adrian out there for me, Misha.
Adrian okay. Outside?
No, Adrian. Oh, she's not out there.
Oh, she?
No, it's Adrian. She's out there somewhere.
In Dublin. Okay, many thanks to you, Brian. Right, as I said, petitions are now available over the city. I mention them once again. That is the Red Spot Dry Cleaners at Kilmainham and also at Parkgate Street, and Shop in Denmark Street, Larry's Takeaway in Inchicore, and Pat's Variety Store in Inchicore. There's also a petition outside Radio Nova, is that correct? That's in Herbert Street, which is just off Baggett Street, and a very, very easy place to find. And petitions, what else have we got?
There's another one in the Gala Leisure Centre. One chap I stopped there, he happened to own, and he said, come up any time, no problem.
The Gala?
Gala Leisure Centre.
Will you write?
We're arranging that for Saturday.
There's also a petition outside Radio Sunshine in Baggett Street. It's outside Burgerland in Baggett Street, between JWT and Burgerland.
So there's a petition outside Burgerland, which is in between JWT and what else?
Burgerland.
It's outside Burgerland,
right.
Is it?
Burgerland comes right in the opposite of...
The easiest way to do it is right opposite the Baggett Inn in Baggett Street. That's the simplest way. There's a petition there, is that correct? The Baggett Inn in Baggett Street. There's a petition there. We'd ask you to please sign it if you are in favour of local radio. And I think really, as population goes in this country, about 9.5 people out of 10 are definitely into local radio. And next Friday, we certainly hope something like this is going to happen. That is an eruption, and this is a band called Eruption. And we certainly hope it won't rain next Friday, because personally, and like this song says, I can't stand the rain.
I can't stand the rain. Can't my window before. Bring back good memories.
From Eruption. That's one thing that we hope will happen next Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and I certainly hope it doesn't rain, because I can't stand it. Tracy, come here to me a minute.
Yes, Kurt.
How's it outside?
We're having great reaction. Everybody's stopping to be very, very nice altogether to us. They really are. They said that they think it's a disgrace, and they really don't see why that they should close us, Nova, or anybody down.
Everyone's
getting very annoyed.
Are you getting people from all walks of life?
We are. They're stopping on bicycles. They're stopping walking along, foreign nationals, everybody is stopping for us, yes. The BMW is lovely, a lot of these young executive types.
Of course. course, we have to welcome aboard the listeners from Radio Nova, Sunshine, Travel Fjord, Leinster. Who else has gone?
Boyneside.
There's an awful lot of radio stations who have voluntarily closed down. Others, of course, who have been closed down. And you're getting all these chickens.
It's marvellous, absolutely. And they're coming up at 12 o'clock. Going back out now to try and get a few more signatures. So if you see,
tell me, as a matter of interest, why do you wear the boots? I mean, you're known as Tracy Boots Evans. Bootsy.
Boots.
Why do you wear the boots?
I don't know. I'll come out. I can't get them off then in the morning.
Are you down the hay shed this morning with two buckets feeding the pigs?
No. It's a quality coming out of you.
Oh, no.
And of course, to all our country listeners, lots of country people shops as well signed our petition on the way down.
All the truckers?
Yes, loads of the truckers. The truckers are great gas, but one asked them to blow their horn loudly passing by now.
Yeah, well, they're all loud. Yeah, everybody's
doing great,
Not
to forget
that's
that.
One for truckers.
And the bus drivers and the conductors.
And bus drivers.
There's a stop and
right.
In case you're wondering who the strange voice in the back is, this is one of the, you're a producer, is that right?
He's on the advertising
side in Radio Nova. This is the thing about the crisis at the moment. We have people, an awful lot of strange faces around the studios with people from Radio Nova and all over the place. We've also got a sales rep in the back. What's your name, sir? Ken Blair. And Ken, what's your opinion about this whole thing at the moment?
Especially for people that are driving around that need to listen to it.
Come over here, Ken. It's very, very weak.
People that are driving around that need to listen to the outside radio stations. I'm driving around myself, I can't listen to what they don't play stuff I like to listen to. But stations like Sunshine, Double Radio, they give the people to give them the service they need and the type of music they want to listen to.
Mm-hmm. We've also got another gentleman at the back. He doesn't want to talk at all. He's very, very bashful. The boss must be listening. Okay, we'll get back into some music. And if you can get through, it's 758684. Remember, if you can't get through to Radio Dublin for the moment, you can always telephone Leinster House. And, I don't think they give you a request, but you can always voice your opinion. It's 789911. That's 789911. And here's a good number from Tight Fit. After 11 o'clock, this is Radio Dublin 253. My name is Kurt, and I'll be with you right through until 12 midday today. And at the moment, we are looking for a good few volunteers, the reason being to go down to Radio Nova in Herbert Street, collect some petition sheets there, and go down to Grafton Street and also O'Connell Street. So we're looking for some volunteers to collect petition sheets in Radio Nova, which is in Herbert Street, just off Baggett Street, and go down Grafton Street and O'Connell Street. If you've got free time today, please help us. And, if you go to Herbert Street, Radio Nova in Herbert Street, they give you all the advice and where to go and where not to go. We have a caller on the line. Hello to you. Hello? She's not there. Hello? Hello? She's Gunzo. Okay, we had a call on the line, but anyway, if you can get through 758684, here's a good piece of music coming up now from Queen.
Radio.
Hello, can I help you? Yeah, how are you?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
No, it's a very bad crackle on this line.
That there isn't me. Okay, you have some opinions about this whole situation. Would you like to tell us about them?
Sorry?
You have some opinions about this situation.
Yeah, well, I think it's very wrong that they take the local radio off the air. It gives so much pleasure to so many people. Then it helps people, like it helps so many charities. It gets helps people to the Soccer Services Program, promote the Irish bands and all the local community announcers and all that. The TVs are going on about the number of people that are unemployed, people like yourself and everybody else who works at radio stations. I mean, if they're going to be put out of work, everybody else, they're always adding to the door issues. I mean, what do they think they're going to achieve by that? Then, why can't they make some legal? Think about the revenue that they pick up when they're always giving out about a lot of revenue. And I think to the people, the ordinary people like myself who are paying for a license, you know, be it black and white or a colour or whatever, for a television or radio license, they're paying £52. At least we should have a choice to write it, listen to whatever we want, you know, whatever we want to listen to. If we want to listen to local radio, well, why can't we listen to it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, many thanks for your call. Who am I speaking to, by the way?
Okay.
Okay, right, okay. Yeah. Many thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
they've said their farewells and they've gone goodbye. That's a song there from Thin Lizzy. It's called Rosalie, and they certainly have flung shown the Irish flag of Irish rock music all around the world. They did the Irish very, very proud. We'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with some gentleman on the phone reflecting his opinions about this particular situation at the moment. If you're trying to get through in 758684 and the line is busy, please try Lancer House. Just, help out a little while. 789911 is the telephone number, 789911.
Furniture World of Benburb Street, Ireland's largest furniture showrooms, have fantastic bargains in furniture and bedding, like 5 foot by 2 foot six rectangular smoke glass table, 4 chairs, 2 carvers, all chrome frame £195, or brass frame £245, or a circular glass table with 4 chairs, chrome frame £129, brass frame £159. Or 7-sided 50p shaped smoke glass table and 4 chairs in brass only, £189. Also solid mahogany Chesterfield suites and plush velours only £550.
MPI Furniture World. You can go up there and sign your name. And the only radio station still on the air today, it's Radio Dublin Channel 1 on 253 metres medium wave. Westside Radio is still on the air from Mulholland, ABC from the city centre, and there is one other radio station, we don't know who it is, playing continuous music. Only 4 radio stations broadcasting today in Dublin City. Right, on with the music we go, and 758684 is where our telephone line is at. And if you'd like to make a dedication request or just tell us what you think about this whole situation, give us a call. Here's Ian Dury.
Of Sudan and the garden of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman, every man, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, shoot the law, it's me the dick, hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo. A leprechaun use their bodies to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Not to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Blockheads and the number there called Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. More information in, and this is On Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, there is an anorak party. Now, you might say to yourself, what's an anorak party? I'll tell you what it is. All of you listening to Radio Dublin at the moment, you are anoraks. That is, listeners to radio stations are anoraks. Anyway, there's an anorak party on. You can go along and meet your favourite Nova DJs. Admission is £1 and there will be a free drink at the bar with your admission ticket. For more information, ring 900710. That's 900710. That's Nova Park itself. And that's an anorak party on next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Admission is £1 and you get a free drink at the bar. For further information, telephone 900710. And we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Just ringing up to say hello to y'all and best of luck to you.
Right, thank you.
And keep up the good work.
Who am I speaking to, please?
I'd rather not say my name.
Fair enough, okay. And I presume you're slightly disgusted at this whole situation as well.
I am, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And how are the people thinking in your job as well? Are you working?
Sorry?
Are you at work or working, yeah?
Well, I'm out sick at the moment.
You're out sick at the moment. Well, people that you mix around with and that you're friendly with, are your friends and your family, how do they feel about this?
Oh, they all feel the same way, but especially the mother, she's a good listener to you.
To who? Radio Dublin?
Radio Dublin, yeah.
Yeah.
And she always listens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's quite disgusted too.
There's somebody hooting his horn. Another truck driver. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the truck drivers around Dublin City at the moment are hooting their horns. Some guy carrying concrete blocks, in fact, in the green van, or green truck. Many thanks to him anyway. Right, you were saying that your mother is slightly disgusted at this at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of people around this area who are listening to the radio station. Mm-hmm. RT is nothing to offer only a load of bull.
Right.
No, you can't use any other language.
Yeah, we'd prefer if you didn't. Tell me, what part of the city are you in? You needn't say the road, just the area you live in.
County Dublin.
County Dublin. That's very, very revealing. Okay, many thanks. Many thanks for your phoning in, okay?
Okay.
And will you be at the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock?
I definitely will.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there, alright?
And a few friends as well.
Right, thank you. Right,
bye
bye. There you have it, one more gentleman phoning in to reflect his opinions now and to discuss. In fact, his whole family are slightly disgusted about this whole atmosphere at the moment. We go back to the music, 758684. Here's an old number from the Dooleys. It's called The Chosen Few.
You got me, and I know your social welfare rights?
Are you trying to find out your entitlements under employment, holiday, or redundancy legislation? Are you on the housing list, and would you like to know the up-to-date position? Have you got a problem? The Radio Dublin Social Welfare Programme, every Wednesday evening between 7.30 and 8pm, is there to help. The address is the Social Welfare Programme, Radio Dublin, Dublin 8. Another free service to the community from Radio Dublin.
And they have the Social Welfare Programme. I'd like to say hi to Michelle and Mason, also to Carmel and Jim. Very good afternoon to you. It's coming up to 14 minutes to 12 midday. And I have another caller on the line. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. You're on the air now.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking to? Can you hear me?
Martin Carlos.
Martin. And what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, could I put in a request there?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, let's just say hello to Sid, Bobo, and all the boys around the school, and the marathon gang.
Right, okay. And then this present situation at the moment, what would you like to say about it? The present situation at the moment with the raids on the different radio stations, what's your opinion of it?
Oh, I wouldn't have to say much about that.
Okay, Martin, many thanks to you for phoning in, all right?
It's very bad around things.
It's very bad. The feeling is bad.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to say hello to me ma. It was not very well.
Right, okay, Martin, many thanks for calling.
Hello.
Right, Martin, okay? Thanks for phoning, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Right, bye-bye. That's a number there from Nazareth. It's called May the Sunshine. I'd like to say hello to Teresa in Jervis Street, and she had an operation on her nose, and this comes in from her sister, and her name is Anne. I've a caller on the line, and hello to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. You're on the air.
Okay.
What would you like to say about this?
Well, I'd just like to say that it's an absolute disgrace what's happening to all the local radio stations.
Yeah.
And I fully support you and
thank
everybody
you.
In all the states.
Fine.
And I hope you keep up the good work. And I think the government should deal with the things that are more prominent at the moment. We have bigger problems to be dealt with, I think.
Fine. Okay.
And I think they're more important.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah,
I'm
well,
not helping the unemployment by putting people out of
work. No. Well, that's from the city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Finglas.
And how's the reaction in Finglas, which is, a lot of people listen to Radio Dublin out there, don't they?
Oh, lots of people out here, yes, and I know they're all disgusted about what's happening.
Is there much
and they're all very disappointed.
Is there much conversation in the shops and all this sort of thing by the women?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well, the line isn't so good.
It isn't, that's not our fault. Is there much conversation in the shops with the women when we're going down shopping this morning about this thing?
Oh yes, they're all very annoyed about it.
I'm very annoyed.
Because we listen to all radio stations, you know, and I usually listen to Radio Dublin. And I also listen to Radio Las Vegas, quite my time between both stations.
Yeah.
And we're all very disappointed, and we hope that they'll all be back, and we're going to find any solutions we can.
Fine, okay.
Okay.
Right, thanks for phoning in,
all
right?
Right. I wish all the best luck.
Right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And in the studios here with me, it's coming up to 7 minutes to 12 midday. I have two truck drivers. One, where's the other fellow going? Oh, there they are. And who are you, sir?
Tom Cannon, this way,
Tom? Come in. Well, Tom, come in a little bit first.
Right. Yes, you're ready.
Now, what's your opinion, speaking for all the truck drivers in Ireland at the moment, what do they think about this?
I think it's a ludicrous situation, and particularly because RTE 1 and 2 falls down. RTE 1 is 12 o'clock midnight, the other is 1:50. There's no regard whatsoever for overnight trading. And with the unlicensed stations, I wouldn't like to call them pirates, I think it's a very crude description. You have tried to achieve a license and can't get one, it's not your own fault. They're providing a service for overnight trading, and there's quite a few guys in the road that appreciate it for what you're doing. And also, the reception of RTE2, which we've got down, we're going to be left with shortly according to the look of things, is once you get past Castle Dermot, it's disintegrated. And Radio Nova, for instance, you can get it even in Galway. It's not fantastic, but nevertheless, it can be attained. And that's using one transmitter, so it leaves a lot to be desired, and you wonder what the devil is going on with RTE2 if they can provide an adequate service for reception and also for recording. For private recording.
So
and I also think that it's very unbalanced that an ex-RTE staff member should be the minister for this particular situation. And it's ludicrous because it must be biased there.
Biased, yes.
Absolutely. So that's all I have to say. And all the guys in the road, lads, keep on trucking. And if you want any help here, boys, we'll pull up 500 in our office and we've got this goddamn place up.
Okay.
No, 10-10 and keep on trucking.
Right, 10-4. Many thanks to that particular driver for coming in. And don't forget 758684 if you have any comments to make on it. We go back to music with the Nick Straker Band.
Shady glade in which to unwind, but why do we go on?
How are you? You're on the air.
Oh, hello, yeah. Enda Fanning here. I'm just ringing you to give you a bit of support, you know.
Many thanks to you.
Just to say that I rang P&T there.
Mm-hmm.
And got through, and they said that they've had a few people on, and not all of them young people.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a good bit of support.
Fine. Will you be in the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock?
Oh, I'll be down there, don't worry.
At the GPO.
Everybody will be down there.
Fine, okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to say was that what I'm trying to do is, you see, the idea in this thing is that RT has initiated the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And they hope to get all the advertising, etc. back, you know.
The
now, what I would suggest is that people just don't listen to RT radio and don't look at RT television. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, for some people it could be difficult.
Very difficult.
You know, but especially when you've no other channel, you know?
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
But I can assure you this. I used to now and again listen to RT Radio too, but I won't be doing it anymore.
Okay.
I'll assure you that, and I don't think anybody should.
Right, many thanks for your comments, okay?
Okay?
Right, and my thanks a lot for your help, anyway.
And we'll all be down there at 2 p.m. next Friday.
2 p.m. next Friday at
the
studio.
I hope the court case goes well for everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, that's just about my lot for this afternoon or this morning. It's coming up to 2 minutes to 12 midday. I'll be back with you hopefully on Monday. In fact, I will be back because if we have to broadcast from the top of a tree, we will do it. And I'll be back with you next Monday at 12 midday. Until we meet again, take it easy, take care, have a nice weekend. And whatever you do, sign the petition and be at the protest march next Friday at 2 o'clock. Until we meet again, bye-bye.
To sit on something than not to sit at all. So, Grasshopper, I have a task for you.
Yes, Master?
There is a wise and honest man in a distant land selling furniture of truly miraculous spices made from the tall pines we have in our own beautiful garden.
How will I find this shop, Master?
Many roads lead to this shop, and it's painted the color of the rising sun.
But how will I pay for this furniture?
Here, Grasshopper, is much money to purchase this furniture at down-to-earth prices. And since he is said to be an honest man, you should receive some change with which you can return.
The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street, for furniture at truly miraculous prices.
But, Master, how will I carry it? Master?
Are you fond of ballads and traditional music in a friendly atmosphere? The Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street have ballads and traditional music sessions on Thursdays and Sunday nights, and there's no cover charge. If you're in town during the day, why not arrange to meet your friends in the Elbow Inn for a lunchtime snack with a friendly service and pleasant atmosphere? So for ballads at night or a lunchtime snack, the Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street. Bend your elbow at the Elbow Inn. Thank you.
Midday here at Radio Dublin. You're very welcome along. Big thanks now to Kurt Jackson for the past 2 hours. Very, very busy show today. And he'll be back with you, as he say, on Monday between 10 and 12. Well, I'm bringing you through lunchtime listening. A different show today. We haven't got health and beauty and green spot or mottos or housewives hints. But we are taking your phone calls live over the air. The voice of Dublin protesting against this close down of Paris Station. But great to know that we're still here, and we are Radio Dublin broadcasting for all the local radio stations in Ireland, so remember that. And we're getting absolute fabuloso, my word, response from you people out there. I've been out on the road gathering signatures. And by the way, James Martin and James Redmond and all the gang here from Dublin are gone down to help out in Grafton Street with the Radio Nova crew. So good afternoon to all of you listening in, and it truly is a wonderful world. It's great to see this response. What a wonderful world, and it certainly is. Well, we have a caller from Dunleary on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, my name is Joan Cahill, and I don't
welcome
mind my name on the air.
Right, and Joan.
I live in the Monkstown Farm, Dunleary area, and I want to protest most strongly at the way, the manner in which Ted Newland TV sits on the local radio stations. And I call them local radio stations because they serve a purpose for the community, which RTE does not. It is mainly for rural areas, and the local stations were really a help to local communities. And I used to be up in, we had a local radio station Southside in the Dunleary area.
That's right, I know.
And I was up in the station frequently and was welcomed there very often. And Sean Barrett, who is now the chief whip of the Fine Gael party, used to hold a clinic every week.
And he used to be on side time, true enough.
Approved of the station.
Yes.
And now suddenly, Gareth Fitzgerald has an announcement in the paper saying that politicians have used the Paris radio station for their own ends. He meant PNFR. Well, I would not like him to know that his own party members, particularly his chief whip, also used the local radio stations to their own ends.
Very good
and
point, Joan.
And also Southside Radio had the very first ever political meeting on the night of an election for women TDs only, at which Monica Barnes and Nuala Fenner, both Fianna Gael TDs, ministers, actual ministers, they attended that. And I also was up in the station at that particular night.
That's a very valid
point.
And
what I also want to say is this. I'm the widowed mother of six. And myself and four of my children are both. And I have a 16-year-old who would have been a voter. I say would have been in 2 years' time. But now, I'm afraid myself and the five members of my family will never, ever vote for any member of any party or any individual again, for the simple reason that the manner in which Mr. Nealon, we were coalition, by the way, Fine Gael Labour voters, we were not Fianna Fáil, we were Labour first, then Fine Gael. We went the PR system because the late father and myself had always insisted it was their duty to vote on all occasions. And as they came of age and received their vote, each child did so. Now, how we had this big discussion last night, and each one individually are writing to each of their TDs in our constituency.
As well as five. Let's hope the Minister for Post and Telegraph.
We feel that the manner in which Ted Nealon did this, he announced in the press 2 weeks ago that he would give the so-called pirates, as he called them, stations, until the 1st of September to voluntarily close down, or then they would seize their transmitting equipment.
That's
then he suddenly does this swoop, which to me smacks of fascism, dictatorship, and a George Orwell 1984 style. And to have this in Ireland today is pathetic.
Well, thanks
and
very
my
much,
children,
Joan.
The four workers in the family, feel that they have been bled dry for PRSI and everything else, and now suddenly...
Well, you're going to come up.
They're being dictated to as to what station they should listen to. And if I believe it's to be done on behalf of RTE, I heard another listener comment that it was to get back the advertisers, people to listen to the advertising on RTE. Well, that isn't going to work because no member of my family will listen to RTE in future, nor will they vote.
Well, thanks for ringing in from Dunleary, and we're delighted to know that. And will you come to our...
Yes,
you're
sir.
Coming to the... The march
and
on Friday week.
I wanted to say it, as I said, and I listen to Radio Dublin, and I listen to the other stations, and I don't call them pirate stations. I think they're
local
community
stations.
Radio, and they serve a useful purpose, which RTE does not. And if they're going to provide, are they going to provide a job spot for young people? Are they going to raise money for charity? I don't see them ever doing it.
No. Well, thanks again, Joan.
Okay.
And you're very, very good now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Joan from Dunleary on the phone. And if you'd like to get in on the action, 758684. Well, some truckers just arrived into the show there a while ago. Tom Keenan and Danny Murphy. And I'm sure you're back in your truck, lads. And they have a little note down here for me. Long live the pirates. It comes in from Danny and all the lads in safe transport. And thanks to all the guys that stopped for me out there on Inchicore Road. Fabuloso all together. And thank you, lads. And hi to you. I said I'd say hello to you when I did get on my show. And a couple of moments' time, I'll be back with a beautiful card I got in this afternoon. It says, friendship is a matter of time. And it's just very apt today. And we'll read it for you in a couple of moments.
Dreams are made of years. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. Thank you.
Close 15 here at Radio Dublin. Everything is happening. Just behind me, my favourite DJ, my favourite voice in the whole of Ireland, the whole of the world. He does all my jingles. Tony Allen will be talking to us in a couple of moments. I'm highly excited. But first of all, we must take a lady song from top. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Radio Dublin. Still keep up your good work. It's fantastic to work up somebody with a gut to keep it up. I would like to make a suggestion to all of community radio supporters.
Yes?
The NFL at the moment are putting out envelopes in doorways for their annual selection.
They are?
They are.
Yes.
And this on top of envelope, I suggest that instead of putting your usual pound notes in, you put in a little note saying, no Nova, no Vota, and no Munna.
Very good, Tony. Did you hear that?
Come here to me.
Say that again. No Nova.
No Vota.
No Vota.
And no Munna.
No Munna.
Okay.
You put it in the Fianna Fáil. Very, very good.
And when the coalition starts their collection.
You have to pick up one for Radio Dublin as well now.
Oh, very definitely.
You will.
You know, oh gosh, yes. I mean, only for Radio Dublin, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Well, that's very, very...
So you keep it up.
Thank you very, very much. You must write into the press now about that.
I will indeed.
Very, very
I will indeed. All my sons were down at...
Nova, the total.
They were down at Herbert Street last night.
Very, very emotional.
The cars, I think their batteries were all flat this morning.
Were they?
Oh,
it's breaking everybody's heart.
Yes, really. It is. And they gave us fantastic service, far better than ever RTE ever did.
True.
You know, they cooked with everybody, they catered for everybody. And it was a dreadful thing to do.
Grand.
And I don't think anybody... In Dublin anyway, is in any way pleased
no.
with the result of this.
Actually, there seems to be more reaction to this than lots of things that have happened lately.
Oh, yes. I mean, the country's in such a bad state. At least we had the community radios.
True.
You know, we have what we wanted.
Yes.
In that small way. And when it's bad enough when you've got to try and rear a family and cope with the financial situation.
That's true.
But when you can turn on your radio and hear what you want to hear.
Well, it saved me. And nobody quite knows my story, but radio saved me.
I could well believe it.
Because my husband died of cancer 5 years ago, and radio literally saved me from just listening to it all night. I couldn't watch television on my own, and radio saved me, so I'm back in here.
Well, can I congratulate you personally on achieving that?
Well,
I know exactly what you're talking about because I had much the same situation here. It wasn't my husband.
Yes.
It was an older member of the family.
Well, it was very hard.
And it is. Very, very hard. But when you can turn on your radio and you can get stuck into listening without really listening.
Yes.
It's there. It's a friend.
True. Well, that's what actually I have a beautiful... It just came this afternoon. Friendship is a Matter of Time. We're reading that shortly from one of my listeners and really beautiful. So thanks again for ringing in.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly, it's...
And
terrific to hear.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And now, Tony, are you coming over to sit beside me?
Well, you are looking amazing today. You've got lovely trousers on, Tracy.
And my boots.
Well, I suppose, you know, if they want to dress up in leather and walk around like Nazis, we might as well put some leather on too, mightn't we?
True.
I'm going to Cork, dear, so I can't stay for very long.
Are you? I'm going to rally
the troops, as it were.
Around the country.
I think it's very important. I, yesterday afternoon, lost my temper.
You did?
For the first time in a long time. First time in a very long time. How dare they try and put us out of work? How dare they?
After the service.
So?
And I mean, we all know that everybody virtually was working for nothing for years. I mean, okay, Nova and Sunshine went in there and they made a little bit out of it. But we're still working for nothing here.
As far as I'm concerned, you lot get all of my compliments this morning for being here. Which is why I came in on the way. It's very important for everybody to remember they have got to keep ringing Dáil Éireann. They've got to jam the telephone lines in Dáil Éireann.
That's true.
They have got to write to Dáil Éireann. Remember that, I know how difficult it is to write a letter, but remember when you're writing to a TD, you don't have to put a stamp on it.
That's true.
It's for free. So write loads of them.
There's very few things you get for free in this country.
No. Actually, it's not free anyway. It's our money we paid with the tax in the first place. Let's say misspent.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to drop in. And as I say, my jingles will live on forever, Tony. Tony's voice is tricky and spectacular.
Oh,
with much more music, your dreams coming through and all the rest.
It's all true, you're saying. I mean, I must admit, you know, I mean, I am brilliant.
And I always
I do know this, you know.
I always remember, too, I was the first one to inform you and Bay City of John Lennon's death.
That's right, yes.
You heard my voice saying, and it was a wonderful world, I was saying. Right. I said, it's not quite such a wonderful world.
That's right. Yeah. I remember
you go back that far.
Bay City, I'm going to go out to Cork.
All the best, yes.
I'll be back on Monday, so I'll see you then.
You will.
You know?
We'll be still here,
of course
flying
you will.
The flag.
No problem.
Top of the tree.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Now, give my love to Eamon as well, because I haven't seen him.
He's not here.
No.
Anybody else there want to speak, or they all?
No, we're just going on. We're going down to rally the troops in that end of the country.
You are. Thanks again, now, to Tony Allen.
Evening, darling.
Bye. Bye-bye. And we'll play this. I think it's apt. Fool if you think it's over. There's no way.
A dying flame.
Welcome along, and you can write to us at Radio Dublin, Dublin 8 in Ireland. Well, this afternoon, it's all go. We've had lots of phone calls and been photographed here at the moment for an American newspaper. Can't believe what's happening today. Well, a beautiful card I was talking about in from Veronica and Maria Kennedy, and it goes like this, and I think it's to do with the whole of radio. Friendship is a matter of time. It's by Amanda Bradley. It says, friendship is really a matter of time, the time that it takes to be kind. The time that it takes just to listen and talk, to help someone find peace of mind. Friendship is really a matter of time, the time that it takes to do a thoughtful, generous favor that wasn't expected of you. The time it takes just to answer a call, to let someone know that you're there. Friendship is really a matter of time, the time that you take when you're care. I always like to think of you and all the joy we've shared, and of how nice it's been to have a friend who really cares. And with each thought comes wishes, especially warm and true, because it means so much to me to have a friend like you. And I think that goes down to all the DJs here on Radio Dublin, and I think you'd agree. And I see also in my mail this afternoon, there's a wedding on today, and thank goodness I didn't miss it. It's at 1:30 in St. Philomena's Church in Palmerstown, and they are Catherine MacDonald. Good afternoon to you, Catherine, and Gerard Murphy, getting married today at 1:30. And every happiness now for the future, and hope you have a beautiful life ahead of you. Remember that, it's 25 past 12, and you're very welcome along to Radio Dublin.
To write the next line, so I want the truth to be said.
really seems very nicely my kind of man, Martin Kemp. There were lots of them in the cars stopping there for me this afternoon. Real executive-looking guys. It's 29 minutes past 12 here at Radio Dublin. A big hi now to Tony Allen on his way down the Cork Road. Hiya, Tony, and thanks for calling in. Also, we'll say hello to Whittlesey, Pauline Tully, and I believe you're in St. James's Hospital, and we want to tell you to get better very, very soon. And True was requested for you, Pauline, and everybody else listening in hospital, because you haven't got much joy today, sure you haven't. Remember that. If you have any time, well, get out there and go up to Nova Park, and they want you to go down to Grafton Street with some forms and try and get as many signatures for it as possible. Lots of fellows going along Inchicore Road today also took big sheets of paper down from me and said they were bringing them back up tonight. That's what we want to hear here. Well, just join us in the studio this afternoon. We have a Belgian-Irish, I think, Stefan. Come in here, Stefan, and we'll share this mic between us.
Oh, beautiful, any time.
Foxy Promotions. And yes. What do you think of all this that's happening?
I think it's all crazy, and I'd like to help all the pirate stations. Now, we are called Foxy Promotions, entertainment for every occasion, and we are promoting Irish entertainers, and in Ireland it's crazy. We're promoting Fawcett Circus at the moment, and I'll give you an example. Even in the north, on Sunday, in the north of Ireland, you're not allowed to have a circus. Now, here in the south, the pirate stations all are having a kick in their ass. I mean, that's very sad, because if you look back about 4 or 5 years way back, if you look back again now, there was nothing. The entertainment was nil. And who created the entertainment in Dublin? Well, it's the pirate station.
True. And actually, you know? Most things that we plug here, it's all a free service, you know, to the community here.
And you're all wonderful people, because I want to tell you one thing. Even the people now, they're all missing the radios. The taxis are giving out because they have no music at night.
No, it's awful when you're in a car. And that's what a lot of the lads said to me driving along. He said, what have we got to listen to now? They have no choice, really. I mean, they're stuck with us today, but they don't mind.
Okay, just before I leave, I'd just like to say, if there's anything I can do for any of the pirate stations, they can contact me. I'll be in Maxine's nightclub tonight. They can contact me as for Stefan. Or as, this is a number you can ring. It's 988-448.
And how long have you been listening to the pirate station?
I've been working with them. I've been doing a lot of things with them. Because I've worked in different clubs in Dublin and did quite a few things.
So you'll be in Maxine's tonight. We'll be all making for Maxine's.
Oh, okay, see you again.
Okay,
thanks very much.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye, Stefan. Well, that was Stefan, and a very, very nice point there. Well, we're taking a short commercial break, and whether to go into my romantic half hour or not, I don't know what to do. But we'll probably play a little bit of romantic music. It's always between 12:30 and 1:00, but we'll be mostly probably talking to people on the telephone. Short break, and it's for you.
The Golden Crown Takeaway, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, directly opposite the Coombe Hospital, for the perfect meal. The Golden Crown Takeaway, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, for Chinese and European meals cooked to perfection. The Golden Crown, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, open Monday to Saturday, midday to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. till midnight. Sunday from 5 till 11 p.m. The Golden Crown, 48 Dolphin Barn Street, opposite the Coombe Hospital, for meals par excellence.
Odyssey Travel Time once again. Have the experience of a lifetime with Odyssey Overland Holidays. Odyssey Travel Holidays are geared for today's people who like traveling, having fun, and seeing the real Europe. Traveling alone? You're never alone on an Odyssey Travel Holiday. There's always a warm party atmosphere. This year, Odyssey Travel have holidays to suit you and your pocket. Whether it's fun-soaking in Saint-Tropez or the Italian Riviera, living it up in Paris or Switzerland, or enjoying the crazy atmosphere of the Munich Beer Festival, Odyssey Travel have a holiday just for you. Call us today at Dublin 755-127. That's 755-127. Or come and see us at 290 South Circular Road, beside the Player Wave Building. Odyssey Travel, holidays at prices you can afford. Odyssey Travel, Visa and Access cards accepted. Odyssey Travel, holidays at prices you can afford.
Are you fond of ballads and traditional music in a friendly atmosphere? The Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street have ballads and traditional music sessions on Thursdays and Sunday nights, and there's no cover charge. If you're in town during the day, why not arrange to meet your friends in the Elbow Inn for a lunchtime snack with a friendly service and pleasant atmosphere? So for ballads at night or a lunchtime snack, the Elbow Inn on the corner of Liffey Street and Mary Street. Bend your elbow at the Elbow Inn.
She don't go around, she got to the point.
My girl like me, a candy tree. She knows you high up on my feet.
Well, that's Candy Girl at 23 minutes towards one, and we're literally invaded here in Radio Dublin. We have all the Nova. Are you call yourselves ex-staff, or are you? Okay. Well, sitting beside me here, I didn't realize. I saw you in the paper, I think, didn't I, giving your views on money. No.
Money.
Remember, yeah. As regards
hard
to
times for young Dubliners.
That's
the,
right.
The young
yes, ones. I read all about that.
Tracy, thanks for letting us in.
Not at all. It was a terrific finish, or what would you say?
It's just a rude interruption, that's all.
Yes.
Basically, we just wanted to get down here. Obviously, a lot of people who would have listened to Nova are now listening to Radio Dublin this morning.
That's true.
This afternoon.
I have to be really good today, don't I?
And we just wanted to remind people that nothing has stopped. We're still campaigning very, very hard to get us back on. The petitions, I think, are important. I believe there are petitions here at Radio Dublin, Tracy.
There are, and you have them.
We have them in Herbert Street, 19 Herbert Street, and we would ask that people keep plugging away at their CDs. Lots of phone calls.
True. I was just saying to the truck drivers and everybody stopping out there, if anything happens in the meantime, we have everybody in the palm of our hand, but if there's any type of tragedy or anything else in the next week comes up, we'd be just forgotten about. That it's a thing they just have to keep in mind, like anything.
We really must keep the momentum going.
Yeah, the whole time.
And remind the politicians that we're not giving up very easily. And just make those phone calls, please make those phone calls.
And write to the minister and your local CD. And keep out there batting for us.
We will do.
You will.
We're working very hard at ours. There's lots of other people here, actually. But, Colm Hayes.
Colm Hayes.
Colm, come and say hello.
Come on, Colm. I used to work with Colm once, right?
Mr. Vodkas.
Colm Hayes, late of course, Radio City. By the way, any Radio City guys listening in, why not call in and see us as well? Right?
I think we'd all like to congratulate Radio Dublin, too, for remaining on the air this length of time. It's really great that there's still somebody there, and we know that everybody out there is listening, you know.
You do.
As you did say, you're representing all local radio in Ireland.
That's true. Everybody. It's the voice of radio. Isn't it great to see us all getting together in London?
All we need is Ronnie Regan now, and we have a great old shindig.
That's true.
But it's really good to see you. With Dave Harvey here.
With Dave and Mike Moran.
Mike Moran from Kiss FM.
Come on, Mike.
Kiss FM.
And Dave.
Kiss FM.
Have you something to say?
Well, I thought it's been a bit strange, like suddenly being unemployed after 5 years involved in all this madness.
Yes,
know?
I know.
Or AOD.
You have to be mad to be on radio. I decided
true.
That.
Tell me, drink. When are you buying the band?
Well, I'd love a brandy. Is anybody buying?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You've got to buy us. We're guests.
I'm here. I'm here.
You're having a good fun today anyway, at least you're...
Great.
You're the main lady today, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Millions of people listen to you.
You think so?
I reckon so.
You're making me nervous.
Oh, well, I love the trousers.
Thank you.
And the boots, too.
Thank you. And how about Dave? Dave Harvey looks very shy there.
Well, we came up here because this is the Mecca. We all have to refer to the Mecca of Irish radio.
Where it all started.
And the lads in Herbert Street, everybody's tuned in Herbert Street. And
are they?
They are now on 17,000 signatures. That's from Herbert Street alone. So
really?
Whatever we can get in from the Sunshine people, who are no doubt listening as well, and from Dublin and from whatever, we're trying to put them all together and see if we can do it then. So I think we should have about 35,000 by the end of the day alone. We'll see what happens then. Anyway, it's great
Javier
to be
also.
Here.
Thank you very much. And how about the girl there?
I'm going to say one thing to you. Somebody said last night that it was almost biblical on the first Chevy Lass, Radio Dublin.
That's my deal too, yes. He tells me first Chevy Lass is biscuit. And from...
Oh, my goodness.
Peter Madison, come
well,
on.
I had
come
to
on.
Get in on the act, didn't I?
Of course you did.
Really?
But it wouldn't be the same without you.
I had to come as the chief anorak of Dublin, and I've only come, really, to bring something for you. It's this bucket of water here. I've brought this specially for you.
You did?
Yeah, here it is. Look out. Here it comes. missed you altogether. Sorry,
Did. Deirdre. Deirdre Murphy from Nova as well. Well, how do you think of it all, Deirdre?
Well, we're really pleased with the support we've been getting from everybody, and I just want everyone to go on fighting. I hope something can be done.
True.
Oh, you did.
Well, thanks a lot, Annette. Is there anybody else there? Anybody else with you?
With us? I think that's all, really, isn't it?
Tony McCabe,
amazing
anorak,
he's always wanted to be on the radio.
Tony, come on, Tony, it's your chance. Now's your chance.
He's just getting very shy out there.
Come on.